City Engineering Director Rory Watt began his remarks to the assembly like this.
I don't know that I have any good news for you in all this.
Hired consultants recommended in September that the city build a 7,100-square-foot facility at the Juno Douglas Wastewater Treatment Plant off Thane Road. The new facility would dry sewage sludge, burn it as fuel in a furnace, then feed heat back into the drying process. The only waste would be an inert ash. The consultants estimated such a facility would cost $28.7 million to build. Meanwhile, the city is bracing for another year of budget deficits. Mayor Merrill Sanford pointed out that the city plans to request some $22 million in grant money from the state for the project.
Which is probably not necessarily feasible or not necessarily that it's going to happen with the shortage of funds at the state level, too.
The Juneau Assembly Finance Committee intends to hear from the city's sustainability and planning commissions about the proposal and examine options for paying for the new facility. The Finance Committee's next meeting is November 12th. For now, Waste Management is shipping the sewage sludge to a landfill it owns in Oregon under a tenuous five-year contract.
We, as efficiently as possible, want to drive towards moving forward to not loading shipping containers full of sludge for lots of obvious reasons. We really need to move beyond our current solution.
In a memo, perilous was the word Wastewater Utility Superintendent Samantha Stottinger and Engineering Project Manager Michelle Elfers used to describe the status quo. Waste Management was reluctant to be in the sewage sludge business after its last contract ended in 2013. The stopgap worked out earlier this year left Waste Management with the option to walk away at any time without consequence. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.